This is your classic. It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. It's a Friday, so it's time to catch up with John Letts, my horse racing expert. How are you this morning, John?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Jordan. It's, look, here in Adelaide, we've got an overcast. We're predicted rain here today. I don't know how you guys are going over there at the moment, but we had a lot of rain here last night. Tonight is going to be quite interesting because we've got the Hall of Fame at the Adelaide Oval, and it's not undercover in the building. It says must be some corporate tents or something out there. So we're out there, and we just got a notice yesterday to bring an umbrella and wear a warm coat.
Oh, well, fair enough. It's summer, isn't it?
Oh, look, I'm not real good keen on the cold outside, but anyway.
I guess that's just the thing. They want to fit more people into the event, so got to hold it outside.
Yeah, that's what it might be too, Jordan. Yeah, that's what it might be too. So anyway, well, we won't be able to get alongside each other to keep warm, will we?
No, got to keep that distance. It's a very cold time with COVID, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Last week, Behemoth won the main race here. He's our local champ at the moment, Behemoth, retained by David Jolly. He's in the All-Star Mile, and we can vote for him to run in the race. It's worth about it's millions of dollars, but he's the local hope. I hope he gets in the race. The horses get in the race by the public voting.
Right.
So if anyone sees any public voting for how to do it for the horses to run in the All-Star Mile in a couple of weeks, put Behemoth down at the top of your list and just get him in the race, because I think he'll do South Australia proud. I think I'm just so impressed with this horse, and he's come back better than what he ever has. I just read out the paper, and you know I get a lot of stuff out the paper, and this is what is the definition of stupidity? Cricket Australia sending a team to South Africa, where they are recording many positive cases of the South African strain of the virus daily. What happens to the travel ban on Australians going overseas? Surely they are not two sets of rules.
Yeah, well, because Cricket Australia decided not to send the team over, didn't they?
Well, someone's written into the paper that they have sent it. They're sending a team. Anyway, if they haven't sent it, well, good on them.
I know. South Africa got annoyed because Cricket Australia said, no, it's not happening.
that's good. Now, what do you think about, what do you think about the Olympics?
Yeah, that's an interesting one because Tokyo's bailed on it, haven't they? So
yes.
We've got, another 7 years, 6 years to wait for the next Olympics.
Exactly, and they're not cheap to run because what of all the infrastructure and all that, but would have been billions of dollars, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate for Japan because I'm sure it would have been a great event. But it's good news for my dad because he was collecting Tokyo 2020 memorabilia, and I imagine that's going to be very rare to come by in the near future.
It will be, Jordan. And what I think to be fair is the powers to be, when the next Olympic comes around, automatically just give it to Tokyo because of all the money they've spent. I think that would be the fair way to go.
I think they're because the next Olympics that hasn't been assigned to a country is in 2032, which I think will be the one they get.
Yeah, hopefully they do, because if they've gone to the trouble now, I think it's only fair that they do. But the COVID has been such a worry, and just hopefully people do abide by the rules and look. We just got to get rid of this thing, and it's not going to go away in the next 2 or 3 months. It's going to be here with us for a long time. And I was reading in the press the other day where, the health authorities are saying, well, we might be monitored for the rest of, some of us, for the rest of our life, just where we are, where we've been. But just be honest about it. I mean, if you get symptoms, you say, well, I'm a bit embarrassed to say where I've been and I don't want people to think that I'm spreading it. But you're not being embarrassing. You might be spreading it, but you're going to help. You're also going to help stop spreading it if you do report yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. It's there's more public good in letting people know you have the virus than hiding that fact.
Exactly. See, if I win the lottery, did you see that woman the other day in America? This is a very quick one for you. Mm-hmm. A woman in America has had for about the last 5 or 6 years, she's been taking her husband's lucky numbers in the lottery every week. Yeah? Do you know how much she won the other day?
Oh, don't tell me.
$940 million.
Wow, that's a life changer.
Oh, what a lovely husband, eh?
Yeah, well, those lucky numbers finally paid off. I mean, are they so lucky that it took her 5 years for the payoff?
Yeah, well, she can take 500 and something million or she can take so many years at so much money.
Mm.
So now tell me quickly, what would you do in that situation? Because, I mean, you're not going to spend $500 million, even if you get it in that lump sum, even if you miss out on say, $400 million. You're not going to spend $500 million anyway, are you?
Yeah, probably not in my lifetime, but what's the other option, just installments of the $900 million?
Yeah, well, they're going to pay them out every month or every year or whatever, big amounts of money. So anyway, good luck to them, but I still think that it would have been nice if there had been 10 draws and there had been 100, or 9 draws and there had been $100 million in each one of them.
Yeah.
Spread it round, yeah, 10 draws. Okay, we'll have a look at the at Moorfield tomorrow. In the first, I like number 3, horse called Haynes and Station, is about $3. Race 2, I like number 2, horse called Morford Road. Now, this horse is 20-1 tomorrow, Jordan, and I really feel it's got a good chance. I mean, it's an each way, it's good each way bet, but race 2, number 2, Morford Road. Race 3, number 1, I did it for love, and it won for us the other day anyway. Race 4, number 3, the Mobbit. Race 5, number 4, Duke of Plumpton. It's about $5. These are about $4 or $5, these horses. Race 6, number 4, Motel. Race 7, number 6, Sikorsky. Hasn't won a race for a long time, but gets his chance tomorrow. Race 8, number 3, Cafe Tortoni, $5. And race 9, number 1, Pindaric, is about $2.50. We shoot over to Caulfield. And with race 1, number 7, Regards Marie, is about $2.50. Race 2, number 5, Arcady, $3.30. Race 3, number 3, Extreme Warrior, $6. Race 4, number 2, the first of Jamie Carr's rides that I think can win, is about $4. Race 4, number 2. She's riding number 1 in race 5, La Mexicana, at $3. I think it can win too. Having a wonderful drop, Jamie. She's going to win the Jockey's Premiership over there. Pretty easy. Race 6, number 2, Nonconformist, is about $5. Race 7, number 4, Bams on Fire. Race 8, number 2, Sir Dragonette. Now, he's running in a shorter race tomorrow, Jordan. The last start he had was in the Melbourne Cup, and he's first up tomorrow. Now, it's very rarely that you get a horse that wins first up after he runs in a Melbourne Cup. He didn't win the Melbourne Cup, but he ran in it. But that's 2 miles right back to 1,400 metres. But he's very good, this horse, and I do think he's got the ability to win tomorrow. Race 8, number 2, Sir Dragonette. And race 9, number 1, Vera Dean at $5. Okay, we'll go through them quickly, Jordan. Race 1 at Caulfield. Race 1, number 7. Race 2, number 5. Race 3, number 3. Race 4, number 2. Race 5, number 1. Race 6, number 2. Race 7, number 4. Race 8, number 2. Race 9, number 1. And then to Morfordville, we'll go race 1, number 3. Race 2, number 2. Race 3, number 1. Race 4, number 3. Race 5, number 4. Race 6, number 4. Race 7, number 6. Race 8, number 3. And race 9, number 1. And hopefully we have a good run tomorrow.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Well, John, thank you so much for joining me again this morning.
Okay, Jordan, I'll talk to you next week.
Will do. That was John Letts, my horse racing expert, on your Classic It's Breakfast.